The first real night in the woods is not as bad as it seems. Don't go on adventures alone. In fact, a real adventurer mounts expeditions, and an expedition is never just one person. Things are going to be easier than you think. Because the day you buy your tent, you can sleep in it at home. Just turn on some nature sound videos for the soundtrack. And then, after you get comfy, you can sleep in the backyard. It's totally safe, and everything you need is nearby. Bonus points if it rains, and you get a feel for that. A proper adventurer can have two tents. I am unwilling to explain any of this in any detail, but you definitely don't want to bring the second tent back home. In most cases, people will assume that it's just somebody else's tent, though please be aware that two tents will absolutely invite ridicule. But then you can just yell at your friends,
"Cut it out, you guys! Only filthy animal shit in the woods!"
Now, to address your biggest worries. If you are headed for a tiny wilderness somewhere where park rangers aren't always taking care of all the campsites, check for leaning or dying trees around your camp. They are called widowmakers. And you need to look at a video of a powerful storm pressing trees down. It really does look like the work of a finger of some gigantic god. Storms will come, so don't set up camp where it looks like water could gather. And do some light detective work to avoid places where a flash flood could pass through. You know, if it looks like a nice sandy area on a downward slope, it may be because that is where the rainwater flows. If you feel that your hair is rising during a storm, it does not mean that you are about to be struck. It just means that you need to get the heck away from there fast. You must always monitor the weather and absolutely avoid such events. Weather can turn bad really quickly, but the opposite is also true. If you want the sunshine and good views, yeah, you can camp out in the open during nice weather, but find a backup location that is safe from potential storm trouble and be ready to drag your tent there if the weather does get cranky. In the beginning, you should only camp in places where the only animal of concern is the clever raccoon. And they are the geniuses of the woods. They will absolutely unzip your tent. They will use their little fingers and go zzz. They are excellent teachers. They will teach you to hang your food supplies from a tree so that they are not able to get at it. Good practice to avoiding bear trouble. The subject of animals on the wilder trails is complicated. If you are staying in bear country, get a nice big fat can of bear spray. Learn to pay attention to food smells and even your own scent. Don't eat where you camp, and be sure that your food is dangling on a rope far and away. Bear bells may just be too quiet for a bear to hear them, and some say they may annoy the bear after you startled it. You will have to use your wisdom. Brown bears are extremely powerful animals, but even a rabid raccoon can go for a bite, so be careful. Don't camp alone. Have a lot of fun and make a bunch of noise. Stick to the trails and always keep your bear spray handy dandy. It is not possible to give you all the advice you need, or even serious advice in a tiny little poem, but if you move from camping in the backyard to well-traveled state parks, you'll pick up all you need. Falling trees, weather, and bears are just the things that a person who likes comforts would be wisely worried about at first. And I hope to show here that there is a solution to every fear, and chances are you'll only ever worry about any of this on your first night. We are all animals. We all have room in the woods. The bear will avoid you if you wisely avoid the bear. But be aware that in ancient times, our ancestors would worship the bear. In some ancient cultures, the bear was seen as a protector or king of animals and the leader of the forest. You are out there in the woods to learn, to make room in your mind for narrated books written by great beings. Begin by listening to stories of adventure. You can inherit all the great wisdom you need from the great adventurers themselves.